The question was asked, we have a mitzvah to give a loan. Are there times when we do not have to give a loan, when we shouldn't give a loan? So the Torah permits us to give a loan, and the Torah also permits us to take collateral. The Torah says, if someone wants to take a loan from you, you could tell him, I'll give you the loan, but give me an assurance that you'll pay me back. The Torah says, we could take co-signers. We could tell him, I want you to take someone who's going to be an arev, a co-signer, that he's taking responsibility for this loan. The Torah says we're allowed to, and we're even supposed to protect ourselves. So if one has reason to doubt whether the person will pay him back, a person thinks maybe he's going to skip town. I gave quite a few loans that people just skipped town and didn't pay me back. There's no reason to waste one's money. There's a mitzvah to give a loan, but that doesn't mean you have to give a gift. If you think the person's legitimate and he really needs the loan, and you can afford to give him the loan, so then if there's no reason not to, so we have the mitzvah to give the loan, but we can also protect ourselves, be it with co-signers, be it with collateral. There's no problem with protecting oneself, and there's also no problem with saying, look, a person can say to himself, I could give him the loan, or I could give someone else the loan. And him I don't trust, so I'm not going to give him the loan. Even in tzedakah, Chazal say that when it comes to tzedakah, one of the reasons why you don't have to give someone money if they ask you for tzedakah is because there are swindlers out there. So how do you know he's not a swindler? If you can't verify whether he's a swindler or not, you don't have to give him tzedakah. So if we're talking about a loan of a shekel, so you figure, man, the guy might be able to pay you back. Lately this has been happening to me a lot. I walk by the makolet and the kid walks out and asks, could you lend me a shekel? I never met this kid before. What do you need a shekel for, kid? I want to buy a candy bar. No, I'm not lending you a shekel. I don't know you. You don't know me. Why do I have to think you're ever going to pay me back? I'm not going to. Do I want to give him a gift of a shekel? No. This has happened to me, I don't know, pretty frequently lately. It's wrong. It's wrong chinuch for the kids, and there's no reason I should give him this quote-unquote loan. Why should I give him the loan? I have no reason to think he'll pay me back. So we have a mitzvah to give a loan, but we also should do it intelligently.